Chapter 26. So far, so dud. South Africans don't sweep their lies under the carpet. They stuff them in the couch. Well, at least the president does. We're pretty damn good at stuffing things. Our shoplifters can stuff two frozen chickens and a side order of baked beans into the welcoming folds of adipose tissue on their way through an express checkout. Our politicians can stuff up an entire nation in an afternoon. And our president can stuff a couch with the GDP of a small country. In February 2020, thieves snuck into President Cyril Ramaphosa's home on his Palapala game farm, slipped into a small room, and made a beeline for his couch to check for loose coins. There wasn't any change, proving the truth of the saying, change doesn't come from a place of comfort. But there was cash, plenty of it. $580,000 in crisp dollar bills, if you believe Ramaphosa, or $4 million if you believe the country's former spy boss and scoundrel, Arthur Fraser. The thieves had hit the jackpot. The theft triggered a series of lies and cover-ups. Major General Wally Ruder, the head of our Couch Potato Preza's personal protection unit, was accused of going full kufut to recover the president's loot, which included allegations that he captured and tortured some of the suspects, then bribed them to keep shtum. Ramaphosa said the contents of his cash couch were the proceeds from 20 buffalo he had sold to a Sudanese businessman called Hazim Mustafa. The scandal bashed Ramaphosa's image as Mr. Squeaky Clean and undermined his promise to clean up the corruption-tainted government when he was handed the keys to the ANC at its National Elective Conference in December 2017. Ramaphosa narrowly avoided being impeached over Palapala. It was a case of so near yet so far. And the scandal prompted a series of questions. Were the dollars declared to the SA Revenue Service? Had Ramaphosa flouted foreign exchange laws? Did he violate the constitution and his oath of office? Why did Ramaphosa stuff cash in his couch when the safest place to keep your moolah is at the bottom of your underpants drawer because no one ever looks there? According to his spokesperson, Ramaphosa will answer these burning questions when he delivers his State of the Furniture address, SOFA. He will also order an inquiry, and the chair, who hopefully isn't a lazy boy, will table a motion to the cabinet. What else has been secreted in his sofa? A thorough search of the couch may turn up the iPad that went walkabout before the president's June 2021 family meeting to update the nation on the state of COVID-19. Perhaps the presidential promise of a new dawn is there too. And if Ramaphosa leaves no cushion unturned, he might just stumble upon his missing backbone.